Judge extends restraining order against doctor amid poisoning allegations. Orange, California, an Orange County Superior Court judge extended a temporary restraining order August 18 against a Mission Viejo dermatologist from seeing or phoning her children in light of allegations that she poisoned her husband with Drano. Judge Thomas Lowe maintained a temporary restraining order against Dr. Yu Emily Yu and scheduled the next hearing in the custody and divorce case for September 16. Until then, you won't be able to visit or phone her children, a son who is 7 and a daughter who is 8. Both have birthdays at the end of the month. Attorneys for Yu said videos her husband, Dr. Jack Chin, have that led Irvine police to arrest you for allegedly poisoning Chin with Drano was fabricated. Attorney Stephen Hittleman, who represents Chin, told reporters following Thursday's hearing that nothing could be further from the truth. He said that once Yu's attorneys eventually see the three videos, hopefully, the attitudes we've been seeing will change. Chin, a 53-year-old radiologist, filed a restraining order against his 45-year-old wife, Yu, earlier this month. Yu, who was arrested by Irvine police on suspicion of attempting to poison her husband, was released from jail after posting $30,000 bail. Chin said she called him to post bail, but he refused, according to the restraining order. "It's on video and it's very clear," Hittleman said of the alleged dosing of the clog cleaner in Chin's drinks. Chin recorded three videos amounting to a total of 90 minutes, Hittleman said. He said he has viewed about half of the footage. "The videos are quite clear what she was doing," Hittleman said. When Lowe said he would not allow visitation for Yu, her attorneys asked for at least some sort of Zoom or FaceTime call, and the judge also denied that. Defense attorney David Wall, who represents Yu, told reporters that this case is full of false allegations to gain an advantage in a custody battle. Wall said the allegations were clearly planned. "He's used the allegations to get a leg up in the divorce and custody struggle," Wall added. "The father doesn't want a mother to see her own children," Wall said. Wall said his client was pouring Drano into a smaller cup to use to clear out pipes as anyone else would. Wall also questioned why Chin hasn't turned over the video to his wife yet. "Why is he refusing to turn it over to us?" Wall said. Chin's attorneys have said police asked them not to share the evidence, but Wall said that shouldn't matter in the family law case. "At some point, the video will have to be turned over to you so the divorce and custody hearings can continue," Wall said. Yu's attorney has received an outpouring of messages from the doctor's clients and colleagues, saying they know she could never do what she is accused of doing, Wall said. "She did nothing wrong. She did not commit a crime," Wall said. Wall argued that Chin may have been ill for some other reason and even suggested he ingested the pipe cleaner to buttress the allegations against his wife. Prosecutors have not yet decided whether to file a case. In the restraining order applications, Chin said he is fearful of living in the same Irvine home with you due to attempts to poison me with Drano. Chin also alleged that both children have suffered physical, verbal and emotional abuse by their mother and their maternal grandmother. Wall has accused Chin of being abusive in the relationship. Chin said that in March and April he started noticing a chemical taste in my lemonade and that soon after that he developed symptoms that had me see the doctor, who performed an examination and diagnosed me with two stomach ulcers, gastritis, and esophagitis. That prompted Chin to set up surveillance video in the kitchen, and he attached videos and photos that he alleged show his wife pouring Drano into his drinks. He said the two began dating in 2011 and married July 4, 2012. He detailed multiple instances of alleged child abuse inflicted on their children. "After the children were born, I became concerned about Emily's behavior," Chin said. "Not only was she very demanding of me that I give her massages one time when I could not because I was sick, she stepped on my head, until I did she also began hiding money from me." He said his wife's parenting, if you could call it that, revolves around yelling, insulting, verbally abusing, hitting, pushing, pulling, and being emotionally abusive. He said if the two children said they enjoyed spending time with him, she would put them in their room and yell at them until they assured her they would not show affection toward me. He also accused her of sleep deprivation punishment at times.